Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, where we highlight happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. On today's program, Prime Minister pays tribute to Winnie Mandela, assures residents in St. Catherine North Police Division that their rights will be protected, and meets with opposition for Vale Royal talks. I'm Anthony Morgan. Stay tuned. Prime Minister Andrew Holness last week paid tribute to the life of late anti-apartheid leader and former member of the African National Congress, Winnie Madikizela Mandela, on Tuesday. Hailing her as a champion of freedom and the proclaimed mother of South Africa, Mr. Holness says Madikizela Mandela's death again brings into focus the ongoing struggle against racism being endured by black people around the world. The former wife of South Africa's first black president, Nelson Mandela, Winnie Mandela, maintained the struggle against an unjust regime for 27 years, while her then-husband was incarcerated. Recognizing Jamaica's support for the anti-apartheid movement, Nelson and Winnie Mandela visited the island in 1991, 1 year after his release from prison. Mrs. Madikizela Mandela died on Monday in Johannesburg and will be honored by a state funeral on April 14. She was 81 years old. Also on Tuesday, Prime Minister Andrew Holness sought to allay fears that persons will be indiscriminately detained during the ongoing state of public emergency in the St. Catherine North Police Division. Mr. Holness says checks and balances exist in law to prevent the arbitrary issuing of detention orders by the Minister of National Security.
To deal with the matter of the detention orders, the Act requires that the Minister must satisfy himself. And that has a specific interpretation in law, which means that the minister would have to consult with a competent authority, meaning, in this case, the Commissioner of Police or Chief of Defence Staff or both. So it is not a power that the minister could exercise in an arbitrary or discriminate way.
Mr. Holness was speaking in Parliament Tuesday, where the Emergency Powers No. 2 Regulations Continuance Resolution 2018 was approved in the House of Representatives. The regulations will govern the extended operations of the state of public emergency in the St. Catherine North Police Division. On Wednesday, Prime Minister Holness led the Jamaica Labour Party's team to the first in a series of Vale Royal talks at the UWE Regional Headquarters. The talks are a mechanism for representatives of the two main political parties to have bipartisan dialogue on critical national issues. The governing JLP team included General Secretary Horace Chang, Chairman Robert Montague, Minister of Justice Delroy Chuck, and Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Audley Shaw. The People's National Party's team was led by opposition leader Dr. Peter Phillips and included General Secretary Julian Robinson, Chairman Fitz Jackson, Leader of Opposition Business in the House Philip Paulwell, and Leader of Opposition Business in the Senate Donna Scott Motley. Among the issues agreed by the parties was for the Electoral Commission of Jamaica to provide a plan within a month on how to ensure the maintenance of a clean voters list. Discussions were also held on national security, crime, violence, public safety, as well as important legislation proposed by the government. Prime Minister Andrew Holness and opposition leader Dr. Peter Phillips also pledged to continue discussions to arrive at unified positions on the way forward. And the Prime Minister attended an appreciation function for former principal of Spalding's High, Alphonsus Davis, on Thursday. Mr. Davis, who is also a retired politician and advisor to the Prime Minister, served in the education system for some 50 years. In his remarks, Prime Minister Holness congratulated Mr. Davis for his contribution to nation building. He also used the opportunity to reiterate that politics should never cloud important decisions that must be made for the progress of the country.
There are good people out here who want to serve on both sides, and we mustn't make politics an obstacle to service. And what politicians must do is give the opportunity for the best and brightest and most dedicated and most purposeful to step up to the plate and give the advice and the direction so that Jamaica may, under God, increase in beauty, fellowship, and prosperity.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for tuning in. I am Anthony Morgan with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Jamaica House Weekly.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.